Chapter 15. Kiss, kiss. After dinner, Jennifer puts Prissy to bed, and we all sit down in the den.
So, what's new with you two? Jennifer asks. Tell us everything.
Miri gives me a hopeful smile. Is she kidding me? Now? I shake my head. We can't just tell them our secret on a whim. We need to think it through. Have a plan. Warn Mom.
Not much, I say in a rush. Nothing important. We're really busy at school.
Jennifer raises a perfectly arched eyebrow.
So busy that you didn't bring your homework?
We forgot our homework, I say, which is a bit of a problem. I'm supposed to study the difference between imparfait and passé composé for a French test on Monday morning, plus finish Animal Farm. How exactly am I going to do that? Maybe I should zap myself over to the library or back to Paris for a tutor. And I still haven't figured out how Miri and I are sneaking out for 3 hours tomorrow.
Wait a sec. Problem solved. I am a genius. Dad, could you drop us off at the library tomorrow for a few hours? I bet they'd have some of our books.
Sure,
my dad says.
Good idea. In the afternoon?
Say from 4 to 7. After shopping, of course, I add. Miri smiles. Dad nods.
The library is right near the restaurant we're going to for dinner. We'll pick you up when you're ready and go straight over.
Great, I say. No napping spell necessary. Although pretending to be at the library won't exactly help me with my French conjugation or reading Animal Farm. One problem at a time, I suppose. After lots of chit-chatting about homework, the weather, and morning sickness, fun times, we're off to bed. My ears are still ringing from the music, but I close my eyes, ready for sleep.
I have a question for you, Miri says.
Am I tired? Why, yes, I am. She giggles.
Not the question. Will you tell me how to kiss?
I sit up. Adorableness! Her face flushes.
To be honest, even though I was mad you didn't leave us alone tonight during the goodbyes, I was also relieved. I don't know what to do if he kisses me. How do I know what to do with my tongue?
Miri, Miri, Miri. Adorable, adorable, adorable.
You'll just know.
Do you open your mouth right away or wait?
Don't open your mouth right away. If you attack him, you're definitely going to lose kissing points.
What points? There are points?
I'm kidding. Don't worry. It'll come naturally.
But what if I naturally want to open my mouth right away?
Keep your mouth closed, but parted a little. I separate my fingers a half inch. That much. She nods, looking very serious.
What about the tongues? Do they really touch?
They really touch.
I think I'd be less nervous if I could practice.
Practice on your pillow. I pick mine up.
Oh, Corey,
I say, fake lustfully, then smother my face in it.
Don't kiss my boyfriend, she says. You already have two of your own.
I pick up my pillow / fake boyfriend and gently hit her with it. Of course, after our little discussion, Miri falls right asleep. She's smiling, too, and making kissy noises, so it's not hard to imagine what she's dreaming about. But me? I'm back to staring at the ceiling. The room is too hot. My bed is too hard. My pillow is too fluffy. And I'm wondering if kissing a regular guy and kissing a warlock feel any different. After breakfast the next morning, we get dressed in yesterday's clothes, then head to the mall. My dad agrees that it's ridiculous for us not to have clothes at his place.
Buy whatever you need for the winter,
he says.
Within reason, of course.
My dad loves saying within reason. Not sure what he thinks Miri and I would do otherwise. Are we that unreasonable? Don't answer that. Jennifer takes us to pick out extra undies and socks, and then we all meet up to get the black jeans and a few tops. The only problem is that both the tops I get are sweaters, which is perfect for the upcoming winter, but not ideal for Samsorta class in Arizona. Actually, it was pretty cold in the classroom. Never mind. Maybe I'll double up. Miri! I scream up the stairs. Let's go! We're going to be late!
You're going to be late for the library?
My dad asks, grabbing his keys from the vestibule. Whoops. Late for studying. We have lots to cover. A few minutes later, she bounds down the stairs. Her eyelids are all sparkly. I see she's dug into Jennifer's makeup case. Got all pretty for your boyfriend? I tease. She blows me a kiss.
Got all pretty for yours?
Not funny. Fine. I might have explored Jennifer's makeup case, too. But it's not because I care how I look. I just wanted to test out her colors. Note for next time, brown eyeshadow is not a good idea. Prissy said I looked like a raccoon.
I'll pick you up at 7:15,
Dad says, pulling up in front of the library.
We have a 7:30 dinner reservation at Al Dente.
Thanks, we say. Once he drives off, we head inside, find a deserted corner, and use some of the remaining go spell to zap ourselves into the girls' bathroom at Losatia. In front of the mirror, we pick the concoction out of our hair. I think I prefer the battery spell, I tell her. At least it doesn't leak on me.
Ready? She asks. Let's go find the boys.
I pinch her side. Not boys, plural. Let's go find Corey.
Sure, whatever you say.
But as soon as we exit the bathroom, the lights begin to flicker, so we go straight to class. Kesselin Fizgwin is drawing a pentacle on the board. And when I say drawing, I mean using chalk. And not pointing her finger at the board and wiggling it, which is what I would always do if I were a witch teacher.
Who can tell me what this stands for? She asks.
About half of the 30 or so girls in the room raise their hands, including my sister. She points to Miri.
Teacher's pet, I murmur.
The 5 pillars of witchcraft,
my sister says, giving me a dirty look. Fizgwin nods.
Very good. Can you tell me what the 5 pillars of witchcraft are?
Truth, trust, courage, love, karma,
Miri sings. How does she know everything?
In Brixta, please,
the teacher says. Miri blushes.
I don't know.
Guess she doesn't know everything. The teacher frowns.
You haven't taken the babble potion yet?
Miri shakes her head.
No. Was I supposed to?
Go get some from the potionary at the break,
Fizgwin says. She points to Preppy Triplet.
Shari, tell me what the 5 pillars of witchcraft are.
Muli, Mizwi, Mustrum, Mantis, McCaney.
Preppy Triplet's teeth are very white. I glance at the other triplets' mouths to see if their teeth are as pearly. Yep. Do they all go to the dentist at the same time? Can one get a cavity on her own, or is it across the board?
Let's start with the first one,
Fizgwin is saying.
Muli. Truth. Tell me, who does a witch have to be true to?
Her mom and dad? Someone says, and everyone laughs. Everyone except me and Miri.
Yes, a witch should be truthful to her parents. But who's even more important than her parents?
Her boyfriend? Viv raises her hand.
Herself!
Exactly. You should never lie to yourself. Pay close attention now as I tell you the story of Brianna, one of our most important foremothers.
It's Saturday. I don't want to pay attention. I want to watch TV and zone out.
And what about Misui?
Fizgwin is asking. No idea what she's talking about. Good thing Miri is still scribbling away. Earthy Triplet raises her hand.
It means trust,
she says.
Excellent.
Fizgwin turns to write something on the board, but keeps talking. Ring, ring. Someone's phone. How embarrassing. Ring, ring. Oh, crapola. It's mine. It's not loud enough for Fizgwin to hear, but it might be if she shuts up for a sec. I reach into my purse and fumble to turn it off. How do I make it stop ringing? There's a mute button somewhere. Where is it? I really should have read the instruction manual. I look at the caller ID. Raff. Raff! I know I shouldn't, but what else can I do?
Hello?
I whisper, sinking into my seat.
Hey,
he says, his voice sexy as always.
What's up?
Nothing. You?
Why are you whispering?
Because I shouldn't be on the phone?
Because I'm...
Where could I be?
Ack! At the dentist!
Miri snorts. I elbow her in the side.
On a Saturday?
He's a weekend dentist. It's, his hobby.
You're not allowed to talk when you're at the dentist?
He teases.
My mouth hurts. I have a cavity.
Just brilliant.
Can I call you later?
Fizgwin is going to turn around any second.
Sure, I'm going to the park, but I have my cell. Good luck.
Thanks,
I whisper and close the phone.
Why didn't I just tell him I was at the library? That would have made a lot more sense.
I'm at the library studying Animal Farm, verb conjugation, trust, and truth. And to be honest, I'm having some issues with that last one. At the break, we all spill into the atrium. Corey is sitting on a window ledge, obviously waiting for Miri.
There he is,
my sister squeals.
What should I do?
Laugh.
Why?
It'll look like you're having fun, I explain. Guys like girls who have fun.
But I have nothing to laugh at.
Pretend I said something funny.
Ha 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 ha! You're so weird,
she says, and laughs.
You're doing it!
Well done.
I'm not faking, she says. I'm laughing at you.
Meanwhile, Corey is smiling at her.
So cute!
He is pulling a thread off his shirt, trying not to look overeager.
He likes her.
He really likes her. We smile back and join him by the ledge.
Did you guys get home okay?
He asks. Yep, no problems. I scan the room and spot Adam on the other side. Should I wave? I don't want him to think I like him. I don't want him to think I don't. Why am I so confused? I give him a half wave to cover all bases. Adam sees us and hops over.
What's up?
Hey, I say, flushing. Will you show us where the potionary is? We need to get the babble potion.
Sure,
Adam says, and we follow the two boys down a long yellow hallway. At a purple wall, he knocks four times in a row and says,
Gazolio.
The wall morphs into a counter. A ponytailed man in a lab coat pops up behind it.
What can I get for you?
Adam motions for me to approach. Kessel and Fizgwin sent my sister and me to get the babble potion. The counter smells like a mix of a grocery store and my chem class. The wall behind him has built-in shelves lined with glass vials filled with multicolored liquids.
No problem,
he says, handing us a pen.
I just need you both to sign in.
When I don't see a book to write in, I ask, where should we sign?
Oh, in the air is fine.
Miri and I give each other a look, but do as we're told.
Babble, right?
Yes, Miri says, so we can speak Brixta.
Got it,
he says.
B. Where's B? After A and before C,
Corey says. Hey, Miri's boyfriend is a wannabe comedian. The man, potionist, pulls a vial off the shelf, and a second one immediately appears in its place. He pulls that off, too.
Here we go. One for each of you. It lasts about 3 months.
I hold my vial up to the light. It's yellowish-green. I remove the stopper and lift my vial to Miri's.
Cheers!
Cheers!
She says. We clink and then chug it down. Not bad. It's sweet and tangy, like honey, lime, and green apple. My tongue begins to tingle. I wait.
It takes about 10 minutes to kick in,
the potionist says. Have either of you ever taken it? I ask the boys. They shake their heads.
I learned the boring, traditional way,
Adam says. It's not going to stain my teeth, is it? I ask the potionist.
It shouldn't,
he tells me. Thanks for your help, I say, and then lead the group back to the atrium. Have you noticed how the ghost spell leaves a residue in your hair? I ask them.
I have, Adam says. But the running spell? That's the worst. Your toes are webbed together for a week.
I laugh. You tried out for the track team, huh? He winks.
What about the singing spell?
Corey says.
It makes your teeth itch.
How come you tried a singing spell?
Miri asks. He turns red.
In my school chorus.
Wow, he's just as geeky as she is. I should try the singing spell, I say. I've always wanted a good voice. How good of a voice do you get? Like rock star good?
Yep,
he says. Ooh, you know what we should do? I say. Ask the potionist for the singing spell and then try out for American Idol. The three of them groan.
I don't think they're having tryouts right now,
Adam says.
But we can practice with karaoke tonight. Yeah,
Corey says.
I know the best place to go in Tokyo. All the songs are in English.
Japan. Why not?
Can you guys come?
Corey asks eagerly. Tell me, who goes to Tokyo for karaoke? Besides Japanese teenagers, of course. We can't, I say slowly. We have to have dinner with our dad. Miri looks crestfallen. On one hand, I'm disappointed. Tokyo, cool, sushi with witch friends. On the other hand, I'm relieved. If we don't hang out, then I don't have to tell Adam about Raph. If we don't hang out, I'm not doing anything wrong. Corey looks crestfallen, too.
Too bad. Another time.
Maybe we could all do something later this week, I add. Why did I say that? I shouldn't have said that. The lights begin to flicker.
My witch booked me!
Miri calls out to Corey as we head back to class. Maybe I should join my witch book. Maybe I shouldn't make plans to hang out with boys who are not my boyfriend.
Now, Fizgwin says when we're all reassembled, let's talk about Moostrum. Who can tell me what that is?
Wait a sec. I know what she just said. I understand. Courage, I blurt out. Oops. Indoor voice, Rachel.
Very good, Fizgwin says. I see you talk babble. Can someone tell me what we witches should have the courage to do?
Embrace our magic, says a girl in the back.
Yes.
Follow our convictions?
Yes.
Mary scribbles in her book and then passes it to me to read.
Tell your father you're a witch?
I pick up my pen and write back. Gut kickin' V, which translates to stop annoying me. But it sounds more musical in Brixta.